Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to the Chronicles of Nannia, a nanny resource podcast made for nannies by me, a nanny. I am your host, Martha Tyler, and this week we are going to be talking about masks. So just to catch everybody up a little bit, one, my name changed. In February, I was officially adopted by my stepfather, who is now my legal dad, which is so exciting. It was a really, really beautiful moment that happened in February for me and my family. And my name is officially changed to Martha Tyler now, which it matches his last name and my mom's last name. So now my mom, my dad, and I all have the same last name, which is lovely. That's big news, kind of number one. And I plan to do an episode about adoption at some point for nannies that are working with families who have adopted children. We kind of touched on it in one of our episodes, but I would like to do a more in-depth look at that, especially in honor of my own adoption. So there's that. That's one thing. Another thing is that I have not been posting very many episodes lately, which I, is partially because of my workload in school this semester. I was in two classes and I also was TAing a class, so my workload increased, and school is wrapping up for me now. For the semester. And so I'll have a couple weeks where I'm going to try to really record a lot of episodes so that throughout the summer I can get episodes out to you more frequently. But that is a little extra difficult right now because of COVID-19, which is what this episode is about. So as we around the world have been facing all of these sudden changes with this virus, I started thinking about ways that I could help families during this time and nannies during this time. And one of those ways is sharing what I'm doing that's working in my nanny families. So I wanted to start with masks because this was a big issue for my nanny families, and I think helpful to talk about how we can help children adjust to this time in our lives where we're all having to do such big adjustments. So I noticed that my nanny kids are reacting in their own ways to the changes that have happened. Lately, they've been playing it out, which we talk about in the Power of Play episode with Danny Joe. And So they will pack up their backpack and they will get their stroller or their shopping cart and they will go to the area of the house that they have designated as the museum. And they'll get to the museum and kind of unload all their stuff that they brought. And then they'll look at me and go, oh, museum's closed. And then they'll pack it all back up and come back to me. So I think that that's a beautiful display of them playing out what's happening right now. Because they understand that things are different, but they're not quite sure how or why at times. So we talk about it quite a bit. One area that I thought might be scary for them, as well as their parents, is masks. Because children, in particular, get so many cues about another person from their face. And so a mask takes away a lot of that information from them. And also, it's weird to go outside and see a bunch of people wearing masks. We as adults are struggling with that, I think. I think the presence of masks reminds us in a very real way that our lives are very different right now. And so I thought that it would be important to talk to my nanny kids about masks. They're 2 years old, though. So how can we talk to them in a way that will make sense to them? And so what we did was we put masks on stuffed animals. So we talked about the mask. We talked about the fact that you might see people wearing masks and that the masks help us protect other people and then also help protect us. And then we also talked about how they're not in place of other protections, that when we come back inside from a walk, we still need to wash our hands. Before we eat, we still need to wash our hands. We've kind of set like a timer every hour. We just wash our hands for fun. So we've been talking about that a lot and also not touching our faces as much when we're outside. So we talked about all of those things and then we put the masks on the stuffed animals and kind of left it on the stuffed animals for a long time, for almost the entire day, just so that they could get used to it. I also wore a mask for about an hour. At that time, I had not worn it outside yet, so it was clean, and I wore it for a while around them just to let them know that people that they know and love who are friendly towards them also will be wearing masks sometimes. And that just because someone is wearing a mask does not mean that they are dangerous. And so we talked about that as I wore the mask inside. I let them touch and feel the mask because, like I said, I had made sure to use a mask that had not been outside yet. I let them explore the mask on my face. I offered if they wanted to try on the mask. They're just right at 2 years old, so they're just in the range that are supposed to wear the mask. So we're working our way towards that, certainly. But they were not ready to put one on themselves, which is fine. And so we were talking about all of those things, and I found it really helpful. And as I've been telling people about it, a lot of people have said, oh, I didn't even think about that, that mask would be scary for kids, or that you might need to talk to them about it. And I know that in the grand scheme of things, it's perhaps not the scariest thing or comes onto your radar as something that needs to be addressed immediately. And certainly, you know, priorities are super important right now. So are you safe? Things like that take precedent over this kind of discussion, but I have found it helpful to really spend time letting kids, even if you think that they quote unquote don't get it, to talk to kids about it and to let kids ask questions and explore and help them include these changes into their play. So they, when the stuffed animals were wearing the masks, they continued to play with those stuffed animals. And I think that that was really helpful for them to get a chance to make it less other, less scary, because they could control it. They could touch it. They could take it off of, they did a couple times, take it off of their stuffed animals. And then they wanted me to put it back on, like we do with dresses and hats and shoes on stuffed animals or dolls all the time. So in allowing them the space to play with and manipulate the masks, they learned a lot more than if I had just said, this is a mask, you might see people wearing it. So any way that you can help kids incorporate these changes into their play, I think is very helpful. So giving them those supplies. And again, make sure that you're giving them clean masks that are not, that have not been worn outside. And that you are talking to them about how, you know, the mask is not the magical cure for any of this, but it is helpful and you might see other people wearing it, and how you still need to be on top of washing your hands and we still all need to be staying at home in order to help flatten the curve, but these masks are around and they're helpful, and that they don't have to be scary per se. So I think that all of those are really good ways to help address it with kids. So I have included in this some pictures of our stuffed animals. You'll see it's Pua from Moana and Cookie Monster are the two stuffed animals that were chosen by the kids to put the masks on. And you can see that we just put it on there and let them play with it for a full day. And I really found it to be helpful. So this is a much shorter episode than usual because I just wanted to make something and get it out there. Like I said, I'm going to be working towards getting more content out to you, some COVID-19 related and then some just general childcare related. Also, if you are at home and have more time right now, I know that everyone's situation is different, but if you have more time right now and have thought about that you would love to be a guest on this podcast, I would love to hear from you. You can email in to chroniclesofnania@gmail.com. Nania is spelled N-A-N-N-Y-A. And tell me what you would like to talk about. And let's talk about it and get something recorded and out there, because I really do think every nanny has something to contribute. Every nanny has their own perspective on something. So even if we've talked about it before, I'm open and willing to talk about things again in a slightly new light. Also, things that are changed by the stay-at-home orders that so many of us are following. That if you have ideas for how to make that transition for families easier or better or healthier for the kids, I would love to hear those ideas too. I am in in the next week or two, I'm going to try to put together a list of resources that are helpful for me right now. It will not be a complete list of all of the resources that are out there because there are so many. But if you have a resource that's been really helpful for you, I would also love if you'd email that in at chroniclesofnania@gmail.com. Or, you know, share it with me on Facebook. I would love both of those things because we're all looking for a little bit of extra help right now. And there are so many people doing that little bit of extra help. So I hope that you are safe and that your family is safe. And my heart is with you all. I really appreciate you listening to this, and I know that you are all doing your best to help take care of both your family and your nanny families, and your best looks different on different days, so be gentle with yourselves, because it's a hard time, and I really encourage everyone to be gentle with yourself and be gentle with those around you, because we're all working through this as best we can. When I'm working with kids, one of my mantras of going into the day is often they're doing the best that they can. Just reminding myself that we're all doing the best that we can. And I think that that's really extra important right now. As kids work through it in the best way that they know how. It's all very new and very scary for all of us. And kids often need help processing emotions because they're learning it all for the first time. And I think that everyone needs some extra help right now. So again, just be gentle with yourselves, be gentle with those around you, be gentle with your nanny kids. I'm sure we're all seeing some regression right now. We're all seeing some extra need for love. So let's, in any way that you can, try to provide that extra bit of love right now, because it's hard. It's a hard, hard time. And the more we provide a space for kids to work through it, the better that we all will get through this. So until next time, I hope that you all stay safe, and please know that I am thinking about you. Have a great week.
The Chronicles of Nania is produced and hosted by Martha Reddick. Artwork by Noni Amadon. Theme music by Brad Kemp. Find him at secondbedroomstudio.com. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Chronicles of Nania, and on Twitter at Nania Podcast. To contact us, email chroniclesofnania@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
This show has been brought to you by Machine Culture.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.